15 minutes into recording time.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. The Lifecast,
the
in fact.
Podcast.
Yo.
The podcast.
The only
we
one on
here
the internet.
The Lifecast do. Yeah, that's it. Go home, folks.
I wish
all
you had
the other
more
podcasts
things to listen
are canceled.
To, but
yeah.
You don't.
It's like, you know, I work six-hour shifts. It'd be nice if I got
like
longer than 1 hour a week, but, you know.
Channels.
No, you just want to listen to us all the time.
Yes.
I'm Deanna Manassian, your host here with Gregory.
Yo.
Benjamin.
Hey.
Adam.
Hey.
And Daniel.
Hiya.
Benjamin is our special guest today.
What?
Special.
All the way from London. Damn.
Damn.
I'm not really from London.
No, you're from...
I'm from Boston.
Yes.
Like everyone else.
Yeah, pack the kind of heavy gear.
There's literally nothing special about me.
Oh. What have you guys been up to this week? It's been a whole week.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
One whole week.
Do you do things?
So, I guess I'll start off. So, last week I talked about this game called Masquerada Songs and Shadows. And I ended up completing it. And I have to say, in terms of, like, from a story perspective, this is one of my favorite games that I've ever played. Like, I played a lot of RPGs in my day, you know, lots of like party-centric focused games where it's like where you're the sort of main event is the characters and the people you sort of like in your party. But I've never been this attached. I haven't been this attached to my party members since like Mass Effect 2.
Ooh.
And like Mass Effect 2 is one of my favorite games of like all time. And something this game did that I didn't expect coming in because I heard about it through Matt Mercer because he voices someone on the game and
yeah.
He says this game has a great story and I was like yeah sure whatever, but I played it. This game is a fucking great story.
I mean, dude would know.
Yeah,
what
maybe.
A great story.
But it's like I liked literally every single NPC that was introduced in this entire game. Literally every single character that they bothered to develop at all, I ended up in liking. I can never say that. Like, speaking of Mass Effect, I hate Shepard, like, more than life itself. Like, there's space, like, devoted in my heart that is reserved for hating Shepard. And, like, and so it's like, so to do this game, and I'm sitting here, like, I like the protagonist. I like Khaldun, the big black dude. I like, everyone is just so cool. And like they're so well developed and interesting, and it was great. And like just like the plot is nothing too like revolutionary. It's your standard like ancient civilization. They were pretty smart probably, and that's pretty much all I'll say about the plot. But it has this really I talked about it a little bit last week. If anyone's listening for the first time, it's like a Renaissance inspired like. Medieval time space type thing.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone's like brandishing like more like rapiers,
mm-hmm.
more than long swords and stuff like that, and they all wear like masquerade balls. Like their power comes from like from masks that look like your standard like masquerade
yeah
things. And it's really interesting. And yeah.
Will you post a review about it? About your feelings for this game?
Yeah, I think I might do a review about it. It's the story is like probably a 5 out of 5 for me, and the gameplay would drag the score down a bit. It's nothing too, it's not bad, but it literally does nothing to innovate. But
that's what you were talking about with the combat.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because yeah,
from
but,
last week's episode.
But so the interesting thing is like I've just been on Steam and they're patching the game. They're like. Making small adjustments specifically to gameplay primarily. So I feel like maybe at some point the gameplay is going to be at a point where maybe it's like acceptable or like actually good. But for right now, it was just kind of like I did what I needed to do to win. I didn't enjoy pretty much any of the combat, but the story was engrossing enough that it kept propelling me forward. And another interesting thing about the game is that it's like 100% linear.
Yeah.
So like usually with these types of games, it's like, you know, you'll have like a hub world or at least like a base you can go to, and they have like a pseudo base system where it's like after you complete like a quest, you'll go to your house area and you can like kind of do upgrades. But it's like almost like halfway through the game
yeah.
until you're able to actually start doing that, and like the stuff you're able to upgrade is very minuscule. So that was kind of strange. Like you can like kind of actively search things out, but it's like. It's like while you're on the path, so like everything's just lit up with these like bright like markers that show you where to go, and you can maybe deviate, but most of the time it doesn't yield rewards, so it doesn't like reward exploration all that much. But it was really interesting because I've talked a lot recently about linearity versus like whatever the opposite of linearity would be. And it was interesting to see, like, an RPG that goes, like, just 100% linear and, like, allows almost for no deviation. But at the end of the day, I was fully enraptured in the story and the characters. So however the hell you get there, it doesn't really matter to me as long as I'm engrossed at the end of the day. Another game I've been playing, it's a classic. It's known as BioShock. I don't know if you've heard about it. So BioShock Remastered came out, and a cool thing, I own BioShock 1 and 2 on Steam, and when the remaster came out, it just gave me the remasters, which is really fucking cool, especially since BioShock 2 was attached to Games for Windows Live. And it was the worst. I had to, like, sign up, get an account, and then it would sign me out, like, every once in a while. And then while you're signed out, you can't play the game at all. So I was just, I was like an hour or two in, and it just kept booting me out. And that was frustrating. So now, I hope, I still haven't booted up BioShock 2, but I'm pretty sure it'll be detached from Gears from Windows Live now. So I might be able to actually go through the game. So that would be nice. But something I found really interesting was, because, like, some people I followed after playing BioShock Remastered, they were like, this game hasn't aged all that well. And so I heard about that, and so I just read it, and then I went to the game, and I was like, maybe. Like, and then so I started playing it, and it's like, it controls really well. Like, the way, like, you don't really think about BioShock, you think of, like, tight controls or something, but I start my game up, I go on hard mode, and so I'm like, okay, this might be a mistake, because, like, people are saying this game hasn't aged well, it probably has, like, clunky controls or something, but, like, I'm literally, I have my wrench, and, like, I'm playing it like Overwatch almost. So, like, the enemies will come up, they'll try to hit you with melee attacks. I will jump out of range and, like, in the air sort of move forward and strike them. So I'm able to actually manipulate my character in a way to avoid damage, which I didn't think would be possible, you know, in, like, a sort of survival horror thriller type first person shooter. But, like, the controls are actually deep enough that I was able to do that, which made playing hard a lot. Like, it's actually fun. And I was really worried that I was going to get my ass whooped and I wouldn't be able to do anything. It was just going to become a game of, like, managing resources. Mm-hmm. So I was like, really surprised. And so I'm literally at the part where you fight the first big daddy. I kind of, like, was like, I don't know, I want to do this right now on hard mode. So I just kind of, you know, I press escape and I want to bed for the night. But I'm looking forward to actually continuing and getting, like, a sort of, like, fresh look on the game as a whole. But for right now, it's just as good as I remember.
What's interesting for me about... So BioShock is one of my all-time favorite games. Yeah. And I've consumed so much media regarding BioShock. Like, read the book thing for it. Just all sorts of stuff. And so I thought that game, like, I'd become numb to it. So I'm going through and playing it, and I'm like, this is fine. Like, I know where the things are, all of that. And then it still manages to creep me out. Like, not just with jump scares, but with, like, the atmosphere in a way that I really didn't expect it still would be able to do that. And that's still really impressive for me. I'm having moments where I'm like, oh, yeah, there's this part, and I really don't feel like it's too late at night for me to, like, wander into this scary meat freezer with people trying to kill me. Yeah. I thought that wouldn't, like, get to me anymore, but it still does, and it's really interesting.
Yeah, for me, the first time I played it, like I've considered at least the first half of BioShock to be a survival horror game. And playing it again, I slightly shifted it because I wasn't really scared my second time through. Maybe it's because I've played scary games since then. But, like, now I kind of think of it like a thriller. Like, I'm not really scared, but my heart's pumping. Like, yeah. Because, like, everyone is pretty much attacks in melee. They all just, like, come at you, and they're all fucking disgusting and strange looking and strange sounding. And so, like, I wasn't scared per se, but my adrenaline was definitely pumping while playing through the early parts. But I'm sure. I've always had the critique of BioShock that, like, once you get enough Adam, then you can kind of do whatever you want. Yeah. Which I guess, you know, maybe that's a part of what the story or whatever, but, like, it kind of felt strange for the game to become so easy towards the second half.
That's fair. The part that's always drawn me in about BioShock is just the story.
Oh, yeah,
is
definitely.
Just the exploring rapture and looking at all of the tiny little things that have been put into the game that make it just feel big and alive and
lived in.
So, like, it's secondary. It's like, ooh, this is fun. I'm shooting bees out of my hand, which never ever gets old. Never. Never.
Yeah.
No, that's Dr. Like the best
Bee.
Part.
Dr. Bee.
But so, I mean, it's at the end of the day, I'm there to like walk around and look at all the creepy weird stuff.
Yeah, that was something I missed from Infinite. Like, there are technically people still living there, but it somehow still felt less lived in than Bioshock 1 did, which is really weird because you literally see people walking around, but it felt less alive than Bioshock 1 did.
Which is also funny because Bioshock 1 is very much so a dead civilization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love dead civilizations. That's really like what, like another reason like I love Dark Souls so much is because how it reminds me of Bioshock. Like both of these games, like both of these games Whoa. Deliver that sort of like you're wandering through a place that people have actually been in.
Yeah.
And but other than that, I've been playing too much Evolve, you know, your standard stuff. Life's still boring.
I'm starting to get more into Evolve, even though I already kind of was.
Yeah.
I bought crates. Fuck me up. I love a good loot system. You,
like golden crates?
Like, yeah.
Damn it.
I want that Kala jellyfish skin.
Yeah.
So good.
I haven't seen it.
It's exclusive to the crates, which sucks.
I was going to say, oh, it's nice that they have a system where you can buy what you want individually or you do crates. No. And you just said, oh, they have some crate exclusives.
Nope.
At least that's like some of it, not all of it.
A lot of it is stuff that you unlock otherwise.
Yeah.
A loot crate exclusive Evolve figure.
Honestly, I'd sign up for Loot Crate for that 1 month.
That's what I thought.
Benjamin.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? It's been a while since you've been on this podcast.
So, 6 months.
Probably.
I'm six months older now.
Yeah. We were still in beta. Our podcast was still in beta.
Oh, okay.
When you were last on it.
So was I a beta tester?
Sure.
Cool.
Your Kickstarter we'll
put that on my resume.
It was a beta.
There was no Kickstarter.
Your backer shirt will be in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I'm waiting for it. I moved since then.
Oh, wow. That's good.
I'm in East Boston now. That's
something. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, everyone lives in East Boston now.
Yeah. Apparently.
It seems cool. I saw a skunk the other night. That was like the best.
I want walking. That to be the title of this podcast.
I was walking home from the tea, and this like little skunk. I saw something moving. I'm like, oh. And then it was like a skunk, and it walked by me, and I was like, I'm home.
I've always wanted to keep a skunk as a pet.
I know
you can.
Like,
yeah, you can de-stink them.
Yep.
Yeah, you take out their stink rays.
Their stink sack.
Their stink rays.
Yeah. So they can't fucking blast the shit out of you. it'll be sick if you could like train a skunk like to like know how to use it. And like someone's like breaking into your house, instead of reaching for your gun, to reach for your skunk. And you just go
like a mobile pepper spray.
Yeah.
I am now even more so convinced that you don't understand how skunks work.
No, yeah, 100%.
I'm not saying that I know how skunks work.
You load them. It's like you grab the tail. And then
you just, I mean, you they're, press they're in half shotgun.
Yeah.
Yep.
The shell comes out. It's like a nut. No, like a nut.
Okay.
Fucking freaks.
Hey.
Much better.
We were talking about Mega Milk earlier.
Jake wanted me to mention hentai.
That's it.
He said you better mention hentai.
Another thing that Kennedy wanted us to mention is that Katya is her girl. And also, I've been listening to Alaska Thunderfuck 5000 from the planet Voltrons.
Glamtron.
Fuck. All right. Glamtron's new album.
It's called Pound Cake. It's really good. It's the sophomore album. Her first album was Anus. She's life.
I love it so living. Much.
I'm
living.
That's brilliant.
She gives me life.
Yeah.
I love Alaska. Alaska so much. She just won the second season of RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars.
Yeah.
So I've never actually watched an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Okay. What do they do?
So do you know, like, is it Project Runway or
It's America's Next Top Model, except they're all drag queens.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's great.
Okay.
It's great.
That makes sense.
And they have all sorts of challenges and runway looks and. It's just the best show. Like, it's the best show.
I mean, I don't watch TV much anymore. Like,
that's fair.
Pretty much ever.
Yeah.
There's so many like, oh, watch this, Mr. Robot, Stranger Things. I'm just like, yeah, but I'll just like watch
but
like
that's
YouTube.
Netflix, not TV.
Netflix is okay. So I consider
Netflix
that TV
like,
now.
Definitely. TV
it's
now.
It's gonna be the future of TV.
If it's not already the future.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But it's a present.
It's like literally old people having cable now. And then it's
yeah.
Like even my grandparents, like, they're learning how to use Netflix now. Like they're like, okay, this seems pretty good. Let's fucking do it.
Yeah, my mom got super into Daredevil.
My mom watches Shameless.
Another thing that we did this weekend was we went game chasing again.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was really so much fun.
All I did was buy metal dice and metal knives.
No one ever told me.
Are you in game chasing chat?
No.
What the fuck? We'll add you.
Okay.
I'll add you now.
We generally don't use phones during this podcast. I relay Ben all the information by mouth.
Yeah, I don't do Facebook,
even
though I'm still on it. Really? I haven't been on it in over a year.
Yeah, someone honked outside. The window's open.
They were honking at me.
Because there's a nice breeze.
Okay, so what genre is Alaska's music?
It's like pop.
Trash.
Yeah, it's like trash pop.
Oh, okay.
But like,
it's just trash. It's garbage.
But like,
she uses pots and pans.
Guys, let's become a trash band.
First challenge that she did, she like made a dress out of like trash bags and
Missy Elliott?
And what is that, like Saran wrap?
Yeah.
I mean, she's cool and
Saran
she's good at turning like trash into glamour.
I have gotten the state of Alaska.
Alaska Thunderfuck.
Of the planet Omicron Persei.
Well, I mean, the thing is that her name is based off of Alaskan Thunderfuck.
So what is her,
what is an Alaskan Thunderfuck?
It's a strand of weed.
What's her her name is Alaska Thunderfuck?
Yeah. Try Alaska Thunderfuck. 5,000.
5,000. I didn't hear the 5,000.
Yeah. But after winning all those challenges where she got $10,000, it's more like Alaska Thunderfuck 10,000.
Woo! 10K.
Oh.
We didn't find anything great during game chasing. Kennedy did find the PCP station.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that where it came from?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
PCP.
Also, I found a lot of earrings.
Yeah, you bought... How many pairs of earrings did you
buy? We had to, like, drag you out of there.
Yep.
They were all $1 earrings, and some of them were, like, actually kind of cool, and then some of them were just the worst things I had ever seen, so of course I had to own them. My favorite one, it has, like, a dove at the top, and then...
Whoa.
Oops, sorry, everyone. It has a dove at the top, and then it has an eyeball, and then it has lips. And
same.
I don't, like, I get the bottom two, but I don't understand why there's, like, a dove at the top, like a peace symbol.
Peace, sight,
like
and gossip.
Like just a like shitty eyebrow.
Bird,
I don't know. It's very bird. It's very
bird.
That.
Bird.
So
I love
good.
Bird.
And so it's my new favorite item of jewelry. Also, I got hippo rings.
Yeah, you got so many hippo themed items.
Actually, I think I got two.
You only got the rings?
Yeah.
You know what'd be sick? A fucking like you know, like the spidey things they attach to your wrist, but it's a hungry hippo, so you just hit it, it goes wah, 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 wah.
But like it reaches like yeah, it like, goes up to a building, just like
a hungry, hungry hippo Spider-Man. Grappling hook.
Ravenous, ravenous
Man,
hippo.
Ravenous, ravenous hippo.
I need to
like
homebrew something
best.
For Shadowrun real quick.
Can I be a hippo themed superhero?
Can that be built into my skin pocket?
Oh, yeah.
Can we
Along
never
with...
use the word skin pocket? I swear to God.
What about skin pockets?
It's disgusting.
It's a pocket.
I picture like a fucking
of
kangaroo.
Skin.
Speaking of which, can I get a skin pocket that's like a pouch?
Oh.
And I could store my baby in it?
Yeah.
No. Do you know why marsupials have pouches? It's because they have weak placenta. So they have to finish, like, the growing of the baby in the pouch.
That's gross. What's it like in there, then?
Warm.
It's probably, like...
is it moist?
Well, like, imagine if you took, like, a little bit of your flesh and, like, covered with skin.
Up.
And, like, and then
you put
something in it. And it was
just
a flesh pocket.
That's good.
She
All right.
keeps me warm.
So, Darren, what you been up to?
We skipped Adam.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh, did you start?
What?
Did Adam start?
No.
Then I haven't skipped him if I'm going to Dan. He could be after.
We're going in the circle.
Oh, sorry.
The people don't know. I went we're from arranged. Me
to
you,
then to Ben.
Oh, I didn't really say what I was actually doing this week.
I didn't say what I was actually doing this week. All right, Adam, you can do it.
That's fine.
We all get a blurb.
Okay. A blurb?
A blurb.
Blurb it, Adam.
Blurb it?
Yeah, blurb it.
You shouldn't have put me on the spot.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, go. He can't handle the pressure.
I've been playing one game.
What game?
In the past 2 weeks now, I've been playing Paper Mario Color Splash. I almost call it Sticker Star.
Is it good?
So
if you had asked me last week
about
Paper Mario Color Splash, I probably would have said some very positive things about it. Because, like, last weekend I played it for about, like, maybe 8-9 hours. And I was really enjoying it. Like, the writing was fucking awesome. Like, the environments were cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I really...
It's really pretty.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Like, insanely pretty.
The tones are all fucking stupid, and I really fucking love them in this game. And, yeah, like for the first 10 hours, I'm like, man, this is fucking awesome. Like it seems like they finally, you know, nailed Paper Mario, because I haven't in a long-ass time.
Yeah.
But I spent a significant amount of time with it this weekend, and like something like fucking 20 hours, because I was sick this weekend. I had nothing else to do.
Gross.
So, and my opinion drastically changed.
Damn.
So, the first, like, maybe 10 hours of the game, they aren't very combat-heavy.
Mm-hmm.
They can be, but, like, you know, once you start doing the combat, you're like, man, this isn't fun. But, so, basically, the combat system is, like, you have a collection of cards, you have up to 99 cards in your collection, and you paint them, and then you throw them at enemies. And then you have to do, like, the traditional Paper Mario, where it's, like, time it as you're jumping on its head or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you can only do the moves if you have the cards. And,
why?
And I don't quite...
I've never enjoyed a card RPG.
No.
Like,
nope.
Where it's like, oh, your moves are based on the cards in your deck. I'm like, nigga, just give me some, like, a multitude of dope moves to do, and I can decide when I want to do them, not when I draw them.
Yeah. It's not even drawing. Like, you have a collection of, like, 100 of them.
Oh.
And there's, like, you pick when you do them whenever.
All
like,
of them?
You can just access all of them at all points.
Then what's the fucking point?
Like,
yeah.
Do you, like,
there's
sift
literally
through 100?
No, you have to buy them.
So say you want to use... Feather Blast. You have to, like, scroll to Feather Blast?
I have to scroll to Feather Blast for my 100-card collection.
Like, on time?
No, what?
Like,
what do you mean on
like
time?
To use it on time?
No, not
you said
on
there was a time.
It almost
element.
Feels like the equivalent
no,
of, like...
No, that's, like, when you're, like, hitting someone.
Oh, yeah. Like, so, say when you're using the attack, like, you have to jump on their head as you're jumping.
Okay.
Yeah.
It almost feels like the equivalent of, like, resource managing with attacks. Like, that's
exactly,
never fun.
Kind of. And,
whenever there's, like, a card-based attack system...
As well as managing your cards, you have to manage your paint meters, because you have, like... A paint meter and like
is
cards
that,
cost a certain amount of paint to do damage.
Then what's the point?
But that's never really a problem. I think they should just maybe have like the paint meter and not the cards. But regardless to say, it's not that stuff just isn't fun. There's like you know like certain enemies are weak to it. Certain enemies are like you know you have to figure out which enemies are good against which cards. And I find it almost like a punishment. Like every time. Like, so you're in this big fucking gorgeous world. You're like, man, I just want to pit things with my hammer and color them in. And it's like, oh, man, there was a fucking Koopa under that. Now I have to fight. All right.
Oh, man, so, not again.
So every time I get into a fight, I'm like, witty toad line. Oh, this game's great. But I have to fight this toad. You never have to fight a toad.
Okay.
But
I would play that game exclusively
if
it was just like Mario versus Toad and just like ran around finding him and hitting him with a hammer.
That would be
over.
Great.
Like,
oh, Mario, stop!
That's my dream game.
Yeah, he doesn't fight back. He just brutalizes one time.
That is my dream game.
Fortunately, they're not audible in this game. They're just kind of...
Yeah, they're just text. So
it's
like,
it doesn't even matter. I don't
Mario,
even have to hear
stop.
Anything. I can make it up in my head.
But if there's a game to make you love Toads, it might just be this one. Because they're fucking great.
Are they just like all worthless?
They're all fucking worthless.
When are they not?
Right? They're all worthless and they make jokes about how worthless they are. I love it.
Wait, that sounds like me.
Yeah. And the game's like fucking... The game's genuinely funny too. Like, there's this one part. It's just one that comes to mind. Like you're in this base and there's a cafeteria inside of it. And they're all talking about like... this new really hot spicy burger. It's like, go talk to the customers about it. So you're talking to them. I'm like, man, it's a good thing I didn't eat or something like that. And you go to this pile of ash. And it starts talking back. He's like, man, I couldn't handle that. It was way too spicy for me. And it just blows away with the wind.
That's really fucking good.
Like the writing in this game, they fucking nail it. Like it's kind of referential to a point and, like, meme-y.
Yeah.
But, like, not... Like some toes are fucking yeah boying and shit like that.
For 10 hours.
Like their toe, there's like a toe that just yeah boys. Yeah. Like it's really memey, but it's like
good.
Not
meme-y.
Like Borderlands memey. It's like, man, this is actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they really nailed the fucking writing in this game, which makes it all the more aggravating that I have to go back to these fights.
Can we just mod that out?
Yeah, right. Can I just walk around and talk to toads?
I've always found it, like, kind of funny how, like, great the writing is in the Mario, like, RPGs. Because the rest of them, it's like, hey, go save the princess, Kay, and, like, no one says anything for the rest of the game. Yeah. And then their RPGs are, like, some of the most well-written.
And that shit's fucking there. And so, like, this game is so close to being awesome. But, like, this battle system is just so draining. Like, after I had done, like, my initial first 10 hours, like, this weekend, I got to some environments that were really just really dull comparatively to the rest of them. Like, the things you were doing in these islands, like, there's this whole ship section where I just wanted to kill myself. Where it's like, you have to time, you're in a ship and you have to time all these cannon shots and do them well, and if you miss one, you have to start over that section. And it's like, oh, and they give you a hint, it's like, turn fucking something at the angry toad. So you have to go, and there's these toad houses, and you have to shoot all of them. And keep in mind, you're not moving the ship. It's going at a very slow pace. And it's like, well, okay, well, I missed that, so now I have to do it again. And it's weird, because in this part, they almost know that fighting's a punishment. Because, like, I fucked up that time cue. I took the wrong turn. Okay, here's a fight. And I'm like, oh, no. So it's like they're almost admitting the Karthism is absolute garbage. Ooh. And I thought that was funny. Not actually funny.
Yeah.
It wasn't a ha-ha funny.
Yeah, it wasn't a ha-ha funny.
It was like
that was definitely not laughing.
Oh, you.
It was like, yes, I'm glad you know, too. But yeah, like, there was this whole section where there were just, like, three worlds in a row that were all the same thing, where it's like, hey, this world's different. There's a parallel world to this. You have to change the parallel world to change this one. I'm like, this isn't fun anymore. Like, can I just have, like, my vibrant, funny toads back?
Yeah.
All I want is toads.
And, yeah, it's a big fucking shame.
Paper Toad?
Yeah,
Paper Toad.
That's the next one. He can't jump.
Yeah, so I was having a fuck ton of fun with it, and then it went down to nothing. Damn. Like, I'm actually getting aggravated by continuing to play it. And also, it's so long. Like, I put about probably like 25 hours into this game now.
Wow.
And I'm like a little over halfway done.
Oh, man.
Maybe it's about 20-ish. Maybe it's about 20-ish.
Yeah. That's still long. Right now.
And it's like,
I mean, for an RPG, that's
RPG,
like,
no.
Not no. For a Mario RPG?
Yeah, for a Mario RPG,
that's longer, like, than I want to spend with it.
Yeah.
Like, 20 hours is more than I want to spend
with
Masquerada, it.
Yeah, like, Masquerada, I beat that in, like, I want to say, like, 12 hours, maybe a bit more.
Yeah.
And that was perfect. Like, it being linear, I was like, that means they didn't waste any fucking time. It was just like, literally, it's just like plot to plot to plot to plot to plot. Yeah. There's no fluff, no filler.
Yeah.
It finishes, it does what it needs to do, and it gets out.
I wish school would be like that.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Daniel the Manual.
All right.
It's your turn to share with the class.
Okay. I had a very busy weekend. It was all throughout. It was Friday, I went to a concert. Saturday was game chasing. Sunday, I watched SoCal Top 8. And yeah, it was a lot. Friday, it was like a festival in Worcester, but I only went for the two last bands of the day, Sabaton and Trivium, and they're both fucking fantastic. And if anyone listening to this likes metal at all, go see Sabaton and Trivium live. They're both fantastic bands. And if you don't like metal, still see Sabaton live, because they're fucking great.
I like music also. It's good.
Yeah.
Music
I
is
like
good.
Music.
Yes.
I like music and movies.
And coloring.
Just like an everyday girl.
I don't like
Yeah, coloring
just
is my
like a regular girl.
Can I just use the fill tool?
You got to.
How much Splash is ruined for me?
No, not Rainbow Splash.
Just use your regular girl scissors to cut your regular girl jeans.
Yeah, that's how you make cut.
I mean, we already know I'm the best girl. I already won.
Yeah,
you did. Wait, was there like an online vote?
We were playing Mary-Kate and Ashley.
The real game for real girls.
No, that was the tagline. I think it was like License to Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was the real game for real girls, and I trashed them because I'm a way better girl than all of you.
You heard it here. Anything else you'd like to share about this weekend?
One thing about game chasing, the booth where Ben got all the earrings and shit, I really enjoyed how that booth was decorated because they had, like, something from everything.
Yeah.
I remember they had, like, some kind of just, like, not anime, but kind trying to be anime posters up. And then, like, right next to those, you saw, like, a framed holographic image of just, like, WWE from, like, 7 years ago.
Nothing was better than that holographic tiger that turned into, like, a naked woman.
Oh, my God. Flea markets in the United States are fucking treasures.
But even better than that are the indoor ones. Like, specifically, the indoor ones are something magical.
Indoor flea markets are great.
Outdoor ones are, like, they're like they're fun and they can find great stuff there, but like you don't find the magic.
Indoor flea markets are like eBay if it was a store.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
That's
magical. What it is. They're magical.
So much bootleg.
Yeah.
I may or may not have missed out on a hypothetical $20 profit because of Castlevania 4. Just kind of chilling there, looking really just like the guy didn't care about it.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I don't know what he priced it at, so whatever. And then Sunday, SoCal was great. I'm not going to go into detail, but SoCal was fucking great. Zhao Hai is awesome.
Okay.
Yay.
This weekend, I did a lot of things. My sisters were home for the weekend, which was good. Yay.
Yay, sisters.
I also, this morning, I bought Eugene a new cage.
Oh, because he destroyed the old one.
Yeah, because he's like, he just won't stop chewing up plastic, which is bad.
Did you get a metal one?
Yeah, I'm getting an all-metal cage for him.
How big is it?
It's,
bigger than this room?
Whoa.
Excuse me? No.
Does your house fit in the cage?
No.
Then what's the point?
It's like the same size as his old one.
Oh, okay. It's pretty How big is the old one?
It's like 3 feet tall by a couple feet deep.
Does he climb?
He hops.
Okay. I was going to say, that's a really tall cage.
He has three legs.
Oh, yeah.
So he just hops from, like, platform to platform.
That's the cutest thing.
I know. He doesn't, like, climb. I don't think chinchillas really climb.
Yeah.
But they, like, hop from things to things.
Do they grapple hook?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, they have a little hippo fucking hippo grappling
hook. In their skin pockets?
Yes. Do they have skin pockets?
No.
Okay.
Are they marsupials?
They're not marsupials. I think they're mammals.
Oh.
I'm very certain they're mammals.
I don't think the two are like mutually exclusive. Isn't a kangaroo a mammal?
Yes.
Oh. No, they don't have skin pockets.
Long story short, no.
Are you sure? Can they do the hamster thing where they have pockets like inside their cheeks?
That's not like a skin pocket. Those are just cheeks.
Oh.
That's
all. They had like pockets inside.
No, they just
it's just like what Chris does. It's not like, you know.
Chris might have skin pockets in his cheeks. We don't know. He can't be that good at Chubby Bunny without skin pockets.
Yeah, he beat everyone with one cheek.
Yeah.
like that. That's how brutal his cheeks are, man. He doesn't fucking play around.
And I also, Sunday night, I decided to make an entire like 8-cup thing of French press coffee. And I drank all of it. And it did not affect me. For the record, because I fell asleep at like midnight.
Are you sure you didn't just like hallucinate?
Yeah, I didn't hallucinate at all. I just got really anxious.
That's not fun.
Yeah, I planned out the entire like world that Shadowrun, the Lifecast Shadowrun thing is going
to
take place.
I thought you like ascended to godhood, and I was like, really? You like left me with this?
No,
you didn't abolish student debt.
Yeah, I should, really.
Do it.
But I was just going to plan, like, the one continent where everything took place, and then I was like, we need five more. So, that's a thing. Yeah.
Shadowrun, powered by coffee.
Yeah.
Just like a regular girl.
I am a regular girl.
Yeah.
Real memes.
Real memes for real girls. You heard it here at the Lifecast.
There should be like a, you know how there's always like the all-female version? I want it's like an all-female meme team. And it's just like,
what? It's just like
an all-female meme team. They just get together and make memes.
Okay.
It's going to be like a reality TV show.
All right.
We got to make it.
We'll do it. We have a fair amount of girls on the live cast.
I want to see a reality TV show about people keeping track of the meme stock market.
Wait, that's a thing? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, there's a meme stock market.
Yes. Yeah, so this is something I've gotten into this week. So. Oh,
my God. I'm going to follow in.
That's amazing. Yeah,
so the great people at Reddit, they have their own subreddit called the meme... Meme economy. And they are working on creating a fully fledged stock market based on memes.
Wow.
That's the end of it. So, you know.
You mean the end of humanity.
That's the end of humanity.
We could be, you know, curing cancer.
Quispy.
You know, if you're trying to buy in on memes, like, I think you've already missed the timeline for Me Too Thanks. You should have been on that yesterday. The Me Too Thanks meme, it's already dead. It lasted a whole day, yeah. So it's already dead.
Can we talk
about the fact that South Park is a very relevant show, right?
Yes.
They're very referential
to relevant
things.
Yeah.
By the time a meme makes it onto South Park,
it's not a meme.
It's not a meme anymore.
Yeah.
It's just like an overdone joke.
Oh, yeah.
And we move so fucking quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
And the thing is that also South Park moves really, really quickly.
Yeah.
So
South Park
impressive.
Can't keep up.
That's impressive that it can't keep up.
Yeah, they literally make the episodes and they air
that
them.
Week.
Yeah. Memes are already dead.
I mean,
if the meme economy has told me anything, it's memes fucking die immediately.
Yeah.
I'll see it fucking die when South Park touches one meme.
Yeah. And it's gone. Like, Damn Daniel, I remember this specifically with the Damn Daniel meme. One person on Tumblr reblogged it twice. And I was like, oh, that's funny. That's really nice. I went to bed, and the next morning, everyone was, like, referencing it. I was like, can you fucking stop? We're done. We're over it now.
And it did. Like, Damn Daniel died, like, as soon as it came. That shit, like, was relevant for, like, literally 2 days, maybe three. And I stopped hearing about it because it isn't funny. It's like, or the video itself isn't funny, but you can't, like, iterate on it. And that's what memes are all about. Like, the memes that last is, like, the Arthur thing where you show the hand. Because you could just take anything. Anything that has a hand, you can just copy-paste that idea. So if you can't iterate on Damn Daniel.
A real major. It's a hand with like paintbrushes in it.
Yeah. Yeah. If your meme can't be iterated upon, it will die immediately.
The fucking Bodyguard meme is still really good to me, though.
Yeah. It died in a second.
Yeah.
It was so quick. I can't wait to see the stats on it. I want to see the rise and fall of it.
But it was
like
so
10
good.
Hours. That was
it.
I don't even know what the Bodyguard meme is.
It's someone is standing in front of a door in reaction to an image. And then it's like an upgraded version of that image in the next panel, and he opens the door.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like, my favorite one.
It's
like
a
this
bouncer.
Is peak
oh,
meme.
Oh, is it like the
like
Drake
bouncer?
One where he's
it's,
like.
It's exactly the Drake one.
It's exactly the Drake one.
It's exactly the Drake one, but with
the
Bodyguard. The same meme.
The peak is.
We already have this
the
meme.
One with, the one with the city of Troy. And it's just the city of Troy, or like. The city of Troy is the Bodyguard.
Yeah.
And it's. The Athenians? Like, no. And then it's the Trojan horse. It's
the Shit.
It's so relevant to everything I did in college. Wow.
Yep.
I was a classics minor, so.
Oh, shit, really?
Yes.
I wanted to do that, and then
it's
I realized that there was like a lot to do for it, so I just.
I almost failed ancient Greek, but I didn't.
I went for women's and gender studies.
Yeah.
I'm happy with
that's
it.
That's fun. So, I guess we could...
What is that?
Whoa. News.
What?
What are you doing?
I killed it.
Was it a bug?
Yeah, did you not see it?
No. No, I couldn't see from this half of the
table.
What
the fuck?
It was this massive bug with, like, legs for days. I'm talking longer than Naomi Smalls.
Thank you for murdering it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
In cold blood on this live podcast. Ben
wait,
just killed a bug.
Wait, was it a daddy long legs or
no,
else?
It could fly.
I'm gonna kick shame whoever named the daddy things. Long legs.
Yes.
It was a different time.
Not
I can't
not fucking, different enough.
Can't see Naomi Small's legs
is,
in any
is there any drag queens called Daddy Long Legs?
No.
Or drag kings?
Drag kings? It needs to be a drag king name.
Yeah.
That's going to be my
Small's?
Drag king name.
Yeah, yeah.
Daddy Long Legs.
Even though my legs are fairly short. Compared to other
who's
people's?
The tallest guy we know? Dave.
Yeah,
he's
so funny
he's Daddy Long
like
Legs.
He's like two-thirds leg. Christ.
We need to get that nigga in heels.
I know who Naomi Smalls is now.
God.
You're welcome.
That's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's great.
Daddy long legs.
Is Naomi Smalls actually Smalls? Or small?
News. No, take us to really news stories. Legs. Because we have a 0.5 to do today.
It is the end of an era for StarCraft in South Korea.
Yeah.
Today, the Korean... From Kotaku. The Korean Esports Association named the StarCraft Pro League has ended. The league began in 2003, but this year... It brings a 14-year run to a close.
We're talking about, like, original StarCraft.
Yes. Okay. Is it original StarCraft?
Or is it just, like, all StarCraft? Does StarCraft make so little money now that it's just dying in general?
I'm not...
Actually, StarCraft.
I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think if it was just a full StarCraft 1 league. Oh, no, it's a StarCraft 2 in this picture.
Oh, man.
StarCraft 2.
Yeah. Oh, man. I didn't think things were that bad.
No, I didn't either. But yeah, I mean,
that's fucking Korea.
If any region that's is gonna say to bow out of it at any point, but like it would be them.
Yeah, they're making too much money off League and Dota, I guess.
Yeah, right. Like the market has shifted, and unfortunately for StarCraft players, that means not them.
Bye.
Damn.
14-year run though, that's pretty long for an esport.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It always. Like gets to me when it's like not a rounded off number that they ended at.
Yeah, if it's not a zero or a
13
five.
And a
yeah,
half exactly. Year.
It's not a zero or a five. It, yeah, it fucking triggers me.
We couldn't keep it going for another year. Yeah. You know?
Maybe not. Maybe it got really bad. There's a whole statement.
I mean, there's probably a very good reason for it. It's just a tick.
Yeah.
Man, that's actually devastating. I don't even play StarCraft, and it's devastating.
Yeah. That was like the first esport I heard about.
Yeah.
StarCraft is like the esport.
Yeah.
That's when we was like, oh, we got 300 APM Koreans and our 180 Americans.
Yes.
Red Dead Redemption 2 is official.
Yeah.
So after the last few days of
that fucking
Rockstar
meme.
Teasing.
Oh, yeah.
On
yeah.
Twitter.
And then,
you know,
and then it memed.
And, yeah. It will be releasing in fall 2017. The
cool.
Trailer is coming out Friday. Thursday.
Okay.
At 11 a.m. Eastern.
Nice.
I don't think there's been a game release I've been like more or announcement I've been like more indifferent about than Red Dead 2.
I'm really sad that it wasn't three of their different properties.
Being
a bully, you know, LA Noire. That'd be a little hard. They have to revive a studio that went bankrupt, but you know, and
did that game really do that badly?
Yeah, LA Noire did fucking horribly.
Damn.
It was really good though. Like they actually closed on launch day, I think.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Something crazy like that.
Oh, that's what the saddest thing
ever.
They didn't even have a chance to get better.
No. They went bankrupt, like,
immediately.
So,
wow.
Right now.
If Rockstar wants to bring that team back, I'm sure they could. I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, Rockstar has, like, literally millions upon millions upon millions, thanks to GTA Online.
Yep.
But Red Dead 2 is the safe pick, of course.
Yeah.
But people have actually been begging for it for years.
Yeah. You see, I couldn't get into the first one.
I haven't played it. I feel like I should.
I played it and I was like, this is like
it's
good.
GTA Cowboys.
I like it.
It's fine.
Good.
Like I played it in its height and I'm like, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
I like it. I was super into literally every other Rockstar game besides Red Dead Redemption, so.
Yep.
CBS is turning Candy Crush into a game show.
Woo!
I didn't read the story, so we're gonna go on an adventure.
Oh,
CBS has greenlit Candy Crush, a game show inspired by King's phenomenally successful franchise. Of match three puzzle games. The hour-long show will pit teams of two against
hour-long.
Each other.
Will they just be playing the game?
They'll be doing specific challenges.
As the duos look to use their wits and physical agility on enormous interactive game boards featuring next-generation technology, according to a news release.
The thing is that...
They'll be playing Fruit Ninja.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be next-generation... I'm
it's gonna be
sure
giant
touchscreens. Like four generations ago.
Yeah,
wait,
that's so,
so
surreal.
So they're playing
I can't
on
wait.
Like a giant ass board.
Yeah,
they
and
are
just
the
running
Candy
around
Crush.
And like matching things
I
on
think
said
so.
Board.
I think so.
That's
oh my
gonna
God.
That's bullshit. We should have had competitive Fruit Ninja first.
Yeah,
I want to see esports Fruit Ninja with the people on giant touchscreens like, kind of like that, except they don't hit the mics.
Yeah.
I swear to God, this game show was done by Nickelodeon first.
Maybe it will be on Nickelodeon.
Fuck.
It'll go there.
The
have
CBS
you ever
on
just
Nickelodeon.
Wanted to go and watch someone play Candy Crush?
No.
No, I actually can't think ever.
I've never even
like,
played Candy Crush.
Yeah. Think about what this opens up, though. it opens up like Street Fighter show, on ESPN. Game show options for like Angry Birds.
Garbage.
Yep.
And like Clash of Clans.
Clash Royale. Stardew Valley Prison Bus 3D.
Yeah. Weird. What a fucking weird world we live in.
Yep. This is the darkest timeline.
Yeah. The Candy Crush is getting
all the other timelines left us behind.
Yeah. You can dance if you want to.
Naive time we live in.
I feel like that can't be worth that much.
It can't be.
Like TV is on its way out. Or like, but okay, maybe they're just looking for something to do with their money.
Keep in mind, like, the numbers of people that play Candy Crush.
Keep in mind the demographic.
And the same demographic that play like Candy Crush and watch game shows.
Like your 36s to 50s. Like, they're all fucking playing Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they're
also watching CBS.
I just want to know how much money is in TV, really.
But
or like,
it really depends on the demographic.
Yeah.
I really think that the majority of people that, or at least a large part of the people that play games like Candy Crush, are commuters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
or moms who just sit and do nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, there's like the, I actually worked a hard day at work. I'm just going to go home and play on that tablet my son got me.
You know what's like a dirty, awful, hateful game? Is Word Brain.
Yeah.
My dad got me into that.
ABC picked it up. It'll be Aaron.
No, ABC. I mean, that'd be kind of cool. Actually, that's one I would actually watch.
Word Brain would be more like a Jeopardy level.
Yeah,
game
that
show.
That would
be like the
be
top
to
fucking
watch.
Tier of game shows.
Yeah, and
we're saying Jeopardy's top tier game shows.
Threes. Jeopardy. Sorry, we misspoke.
at the height of like my dark time last year, I skipped all homework and just stayed up to like 4 in the morning watching like clips from Family Feud. Like
Family
hours. But like I'd watch 4-hour long videos.
That's disgusting.
Just like
what an
just
awful,
like
what an
funny,
awful life you
but
lead.
The thing is that it wasn't even full episodes. It was like, compilations of like funny moments.
4 hours.
That was the first video I watched. I watched quite a few.
Was this freshman year?
No, this was last year, junior year.
Oh, no.
No, this was like, it was not a good year.
This is definitely the dark time.
Like,
holy shit.
I like curled up in my bed, refused to do any homework and watch Family Feud.
Sounds like what I did.
And it was like
year,
3
too.
In the morning, and I just,
Ben
it was better than anything else, any of the other realities in my life.
We need to move on. I feel like this is just going to pull us into some dread.
Introducing Heroic Tavern Brawl.
Yeah.
For Hearthstone. So, the Blizzard has announced a new thing, a new feature in Hearthstone, which I don't know why I keep bringing Hearthstone news into the show, but it's because I still care a little bit. It's because Hearthstone can be better.
The first step
it's
to
not
solving
hard.
Your problems is admitting that you have them.
I do, but it can be better. So there's a new game mode, and it's constructed. So you make your deck. It'll probably be mid-range shaman. And then you fight just like Arena does. So you do 12 wins, 3 losses, whatever comes first. And you get... It is a $10 buy-in or 1,000 in-game gold.
$10
$10 for this buy-in.
Ew.
Yeah. And the rewards are not worth it unless you get at least, like... 9 to 12 wins.
So this is a mode exclusively for, like, the top streamers.
Maybe not even streamers. I can't imagine Crip playing this. Crip is going to play it once and be like, this game fucking sucks. And then he'll never play it again. He'll go back to fucking Arena like he should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there are very few streamers who are, like, as into Arena as Crip is. So.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, every other popular Hearthstone streamer is super into Constructed, and they don't. A lot of the times, I can't imagine they'd want to do this.
I don't see why not. They're probably sitting on, like, 20,000 gold or whatever.
Yeah.
They probably do it a couple times. And if they've been playing it their whole life, they're probably good at it. Because it's not like a... it's not like a hard game. It's like what are all the options? Okay, then...
This one seems the best.
Yeah, then I do that. Like, we can kind of do that. They just have more experience. And experience is literally all you need to play specifically Hearthstone. Because it's...
Yeah.
Because it's hard stuff.
it's super weird. I the way this thing is designed, it is designed for almost everybody who plays it to be sad and miserable by the time your 3 losses come through. And that's It's really weird.
Yeah. When you, because like they have, what you're expected to win is 3 wins. Yeah. That's like the projected.
Not even. Like, let me try to keep talking.
It's like,
and so it's like
6 or 7 projected is what they expect you to win before you start getting the good rewards, correct?
Oh, yeah. That's what it takes. Like, 5 is when you might break even.
Yeah.
Depending on how your packs go. But it's like you're projected to get 3 wins, and at 3 wins, you take like a huge loss.
Yeah.
Like a huge loss. Like in Arena, it's less of a big deal when you don't make as much, but it's like in here, you're spending 1,000 gold.
Yeah, you're spending 1,000 gold. That's 10 packs.
Yeah.
So by 6 or 7 wins, you will have broken even.
Yeah. And like in Arena, it's like you spend 150, and even if you go 0-3, you get a pack and some dust.
Yeah.
And if you go 0-3 in this, you get a pack. You get one pack. $10 gets you one pack if you go 0-3.
God.
Why is that less than Arena?
I don't know. And the reward breakdowns are fucking... Just listen to this. So if you get 11 wins, the rewards are 16 packs, 480 gold, 480 dust, and 2 golden legendaries. And the rewards if you get 12 wins are 50 packs, 1,100 gold, 1,100 dust, and 3 golden legendaries. So there's a 34 pack difference in between the
one. I like the reward jumping a huge amount from 11 to 12. I like that as an idea, but 1 through 7 shouldn't be so fucking garbage.
All minuscule.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck.
Say you get 2 wins, which will probably happen when I play.
Yeah.
Like I can't imagine myself getting more than 2 or 3 wins in this world of Midrange Shaman. That's 3 packs.
That's it?
That's 3 packs. That means I have lost 700 gold on nothing.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
When it comes out, we're going to start.
I'd rather just buy 10 packs.
And for me, it's not even fucking worth it.
Yeah, because
like,
Constructed is cancer.
Yeah.
It's just like the actual worst.
First of all, Constructed's horrible, and I don't particularly need much left for my collection. Like there aren't things that I want, really.
Yeah.
Like, I have the cards I have, and that's it.
I wish I was in that position.
Oh, you will be. Just spend multiple $100.
Yeah, just buy a bunch of $10 buy-ins. Right?
Sorry, here's a second card game.
I can't get into Hearthstone because...
Don't. It's a bad game.
Like, as somebody who's been playing for 3 years and wishes they would just fucking shut down the servers tomorrow. Never.
Yeah, I've stopped playing. I probably won't play until the next expansion. And then I'll come back and I'll be like, hey, that was nice. And then I'll leave. I think I've now reached that point. I'm like a WoW player where it's like I'll come back during the expansions, play for a week, and then leave. I'm happy I'm at that point because this game has brought me nothing but sorrow.
Yeah,
I smiled twice playing this game.
I have come to the terms that I will never be in that position, and so be it.
So
I'm resigned to my fate.
You could, but I'd probably be pretty mad if it was just canceled. Like everything has to end. Like, I can't end it. It has to end itself. I have to see it through.
So, do you have any more news for us?
No.
All right, I got three questions? Several questions. A bundle. Three questions. One from Dan. One from Kennedy at Bootleg Stuff. And one from Colin. Kennedy says, thoughts on the Pokemon Sun and Moon demo?
Nothing.
Yeah, I haven't played it.
I played through it twice, and I don't
it's
know.
A demo.
Yeah,
it's a demo.
It's the Aura's demo.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. I'm
just kind of waiting for the full game.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to bother with the demo, really.
I mean, if you want to start off with a fuck ton of money, get the demo.
Okay.
Because every time you complete, like, these 2-minute side things, you get so many things you can sell and transfer.
Okay.
Like, I caught 3 Pokemon, fought 3 trainers, and I got a Nugget and a Star Piece.
Okay.
And then I went up a hill once, and I got 3 Stardust. That's like, what?
You walked 15, up a very 000? Climbable hill.
Yeah.
And got $15,000 for it.
Is there like something you actually need to spend money on in these games?
No.
No, like in Pokemon.
You earn these items, and then when the full game comes out, you can just transfer them from
no,
the
no, I meant game. In like, have they mentioned like... money dumps and actual Sun and Moon
customization probably
yeah
oh that yeah. might
trainer
be worth
customization
it.
Oh is it pack
yes
yeah.
oh
game
you
changer
you, can, you make
my
right.
I wasn't gonna
so
get this
trashy.
Game now I'm getting it
shit
you gotta look so fucking
shit.
Fly
every time I'm like you know what I'm kind of done
And it's just going to be it's just going to be a lot of grinding.
And they just keep pulling me back
in. It's just going to be a lot of grinding, trying to, you know, make sure that all of my Pokemon are at the same level of everyone else. I'm just done. I'm happy without it. And then they're like, there's a new whale Pokemon. And I'm like, whoa, I gotta go find a new whale Pokemon.
There's a Wooper Mega Evolution. Yeah, Nugget so much.
That was a joke, right?
That's a joke.
Oh.
Should we clarify that we don't mean whale as in, like, the animal?
No, we mean whale as, in, like, the term that the industry uses for people who sink, like, billions of dollars into the game, which are able to hold up. Like, the whale refers to the 10% in a free-to-play game that holds up the 90% that doesn't pay any money.
We did not call you an actual whale.
I meant the mammal.
No, yeah.
I'm just clarifying for me.
I made a joke about Nugget.
Also, never again should you ever pretend that there's a Wooper Mega Evolution.
But Wooper's great on its own.
He would have six arms. I know it.
I still don't know how I feel about the 10-year-old thong. That's still a little bit weird.
What?
But like one of the No, one of
Please
the outfits.
Our school's Wi-Fi.
Well, one of the outfits for the female trainer. They showed it in like when they first showed character customization. It's her. She's like, she looks like so. She's got like darker skin. She's got blonde hair, and she has like the shorts, and you see like the straps on the thong riding up.
No,
and I was just
whale
like,
tail.
But she has like, oh man.
Oh, is it Olivia?
No, Olivia's okay. Top tier, but she ain't no. You know, she ain't no 10-year-old girl.
I don't know. They could all be fucking 10 for all I know.
Are the characters even 10 anymore? Like,
they might be 12. They still look like kids. I know a 10-year-old body when I see it, all
right? Wow, what a great place to end.
What a great place to end. That is not a fully developed person. You could tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I meant. I'm an expert. I'm not an expert on your 10-year-olds. I'm an expert on adults.
That's what you meant.
I'm an expert on adult, fully...
And moving on.
Fully formed women, all right? But,
It's okay, Greg, we got you.
Yeah,
but
loud and clear.
Thanks to the magical power of editing.
Yeah, we can splice it several times throughout the episode. Yep.
And make you sound exactly how we want you to.
Yeah, just, the episode starts, it's just like... I wouldn't even say, I know a 10-year-old buddy. Yeah, that's what I was
That's going to be the start.
Yeah.
That's the title of this episode. That and skunks. I know a 10-year-old skunk.
Anywho, what was the question?
I know a 10-year-old skunk.
Oh, yeah, Sun and Moon.
More interesting
lead
to the story.
I guess we should move on before we embarrass ourselves anymore.
Too late.
Yep. Dan says, if you could have any useless superpower, what would it be? It can't be cool and must serve no practical use.
I have it. So mine, it would... So last time I said that I wanted to have, like, a superpower, I, like, chose to have a supervillain power. I don't know. One of the deans called me out. Or it was, like, Nicole Diagon, and she was like... Ben, that's not a supervillain power. You're just using it for evil. And that's the epitome of my life. So I'd want the ability to make people forget that they had left stuff on the top of their car.
That's so good. That's so rude.
That's how I lost the gas cap once.
And they totally forget that they had...
Oh, my God.
And it can be used for murder, too, if you put your baby on the top of the car.
That was, like, the third thing I thought of.
But mostly coffee.
I really thought of keys.
I mean, my go-to is coffee.
And coffee.
Yeah, because there's the jackass sketch where they leave the fake baby on top of the car and then drive away.
Oh my God.
So that's immediately what I...
All right.
I would have the powers of the box ghost, not have the ability to control boxes. That's actually kind of useful because he can also control what's inside them. So, like, theoretically,
empty boxes.
No, he has the one episode, he's like, I have the power to control boxes of the things inside them,
yeah.
Or some shit like that.
No, but your power would be just empty boxes.
Okay. But if you think about it, he could put, like, several, like, knives or shit inside the...
He's too nice for that.
He's, you know, he's beware.
Nice,
he's the box ghost. What kind of villain do you want him to be?
The villain we
The one from the time skip where he shot magical cubes of death. Anywho, I'll have the power to control empty boxes. I like it.
What about you?
It has to be something that
is worthless.
Serves no practical use.
Yeah.
I do the thing from Avatar. The like marbles the spinning around in the air.
Eddie, what do you mean? He gave someone literally a seizure.
Wait, really?
Ben's out here killing babies.
No, there's the, like one of his fangirls freaks out so hard, she's like foaming from the mouth and she passes out.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, I don't.
Or maybe, the power to like sense cabbages. Speaking of Avatar,
yes, he could get out of the way. Cabbages, two clicks north.
I just want to sense them. That's it.
But like their emotions, so, like while you're eating cabbage, you can feel its pain.
I would love it. I would just like, I would just show up to VGA with a cabbage and just fucking whip it towards Deanna's head, and she's just like, oh, Matrix.
She fucking bullet time is the
cabbage. Oh my god, I like that better than the hand marbles. Just cabbage
sets. I'll take hand marbles if you don't want it. That's at least cooler than fucking boxes.
Dan.
Alright. Mine is the most mundane, but I would have the power to be able to cook minute rice in 59 seconds.
Mm. Shit.
Oh, shit.
So I cooked minute rice the other night, and it did not go well. It took me 9 minutes. And it was half crunchy. And so I put a lot of butter and some garlic powder to try and mask the disappointment.
I feel like I just gave up at that point.
I was going to, but that was all the food I had in my house. So I'm like, I need dinner tonight. I don't know.
What did you do?
I followed the instructions exactly.
Clearly you didn't.
No, I did. Minute rice takes longer than a minute. Hell, I would settle for the power to cook minute rice in a minute. That would be a fucking game-breaking power. That's the true essence of time bending. Shit.
Adam, do you have a superpower?
So long ago, Jake told us about this Hawaiian spirit, and this Hawaiian spirit...
Wait.
Takes pillows.
No, I told you guys about this.
No, Jake told us about it, right?
He's from Hawaii, right?
Yeah. It's a
joke. No, you mentioned it, and Jake said, "Oh my god!"
Yes, he told us
stories about it. That's what it was. So the Hawaiian spirit will take your pillows, and by the time you wake up, they'll be at your feet. So I want to have the power to take a pillow.
That's
and,
amazing.
You know, unnoticeably, from any place, you know, have somebody their pillow just be at their feet when they wake up.
Damn.
Apparently, it fucked Jake up when I said this because he was like, "Oh my god, stop!"
He had stories to tell.
After that. Yeah, I remember one time I went to sleep and then I woke up and there was a pillow at my feet. It was fucking crazy.
Because I think in like Japanese folk tales, it's a demon technically.
Yeah.
It's everything's a demon in Japanese folklore.
Yo, Japanese folklore has some of the cutest things.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's, like, one demon that literally just, like, finds, like, stray travelers and just gives them a hug until they get home and then leaves.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, that's not a demon.
That is a demon in their culture, you know. Not all demons are bad.
No one likes to be hugged.
That's not
a demon.
They like to be pet. They like being hugged.
That's weird.
That's, like, a real thing.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Japanese girls like being pet by tall foreign men.
I feel uncomfortable as a tall foreign.
The question comes from Colin.
Wait, do you think I could make money?
Petting
zoo? Yeah. Oh, we could join. We could be a petting zoo, guys. Let's go to Japan.
Adam, I have student debt. Do not shame me.
I will not shame you, but I'll think about
it. If like my only two talents are being tall and a foreign man, then I'm going to capitalize the shit off of that.
Oh my god.
We got
one more question from Colin before we discuss the technicalities of
becoming. Hi, Colin.
Oh god.
Greetings and salutations, Colin.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Scarce here.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Scarce here.
And he says, what game would you like to be seen turned into a haunted house walkthrough?
BioShock.
What
video game would you like to be seen into a haunted house / walkthrough?
So BioShock.
Which world would I like to walk through as a haunted house?
Yes.
I think BioShock would be a pretty fucking good one.
And he says the village in Resident Evil 4 would be awesome.
The village would be pretty awesome.
I'm gonna put out the obligatory PT.
I It's a fucking hallway. It just is a hallway. And then there's a hallway.
I would imagine that shit. Pants.
Like actually walking into hallways that turn into other hallways.
Yeah, I'd probably end up killing myself.
What about.
Actually, that's kind of horrifying. Yeah. I'd actually kind of feel like trapped.
Haunted, well, like haunted houses are just hallways anyway.
Yeah, but it feels like a house. But like, if you actually, if I'm like literally experiencing, oh, this is actually the same hallway, but oh, that wasn't there before.
You know, I think I can figure out how to do that too.
Yeah, it's really scary. Like,
see,
Jesus Christ!
What you do is you'd have like 4 or 5 different like hallways, in a rotating thing,
yeah,
so that people could like. While after they left one, they'd start changing it, like the one, and it would be great.
That's economical.
Yeah. Also, a terrifying one would probably be just like pop-up ads when I'm playing games on my phone. If they like turned that into like a haunted house, where I'm just trying to get to
like
the
Candy Crush?
No, no.
Yeah, you're
I'm
the middle of a Candy Crush game show, and then
no, I'm just walking down a hallway, and I'm getting close to the door, and then this giant ad pops up in my face, and then I close it, and there's just more. But there's more, and I keep having to wait like 10 seconds before I can exit out.
Congratulations, you won.
And I come up to the door.
You won. Congratulations. Christ. It doesn't stop.
That would be terrifying.
You won.
I agree. That would be terrifying. Do we have other things for this question?
Fucking no.
I think Bioshock would be great, especially if they have some sort of like. Flooding part or something.
Ooh,
I would literally die. I'd like vomit in the water and just pass it. That would die in my own water vomit.
I mean, if I get my socks wet, it's just over at that point. I lose my will to live.
What?
Wet socks are the devil's work.
Yes.
Beware of socks and
really
become wet.
Beware of wet socks.
That's its own haunted house. It's
like just a laundry room.
No, you don't even need a house. You just
it's just the laundry
take off,
room.
I just take and off my shoes and they just have a little bucket and I just have to step in it and then I'm just done. That's it. You'd save so much money. That's what I'm doing this Halloween. I'm just getting like not even a kiddie pool, but like the feet massager ones, but you just put your socks in and it's just cold. And then they have to walk around for the rest of the night like that.
Oh, God. more haunted houses.
I think I have one. It's not really a haunted house, but it could be really cool. I'm just going to name off the scene because that's easier. That scene in Metal Gear Solid 3 where Snake is walking through the river filled with all the souls of the people he's killed.
Yes. As soon as you said Metal Gear Solid 3, I knew exactly what you're going to say.
Oh my god, yeah. Or in Metal Gear Solid 4 where he's in the hallway. The microwave room?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yes.
I've never played a Metal Gear game.
Metal Gear Solid 4, the microwave scene like ruined me for like 25 years.
Yep.
Are you 25?
I'm still ruined.
No, I'm 23.
Are you?
I think. I don't keep track of my years.
What year were you born?
It's 1993.
Really?
Yes.
So yeah,
party.
23.
Yeah, 23.
Yeah.
We in there, boys.
You like just had a birthday.
Oh, shit. You right.
Adam, do you have anything to add?
I can't fucking think of anything.
Spoopy, don't worry, I'll answer for you. Bloodborne, we in there, boys. Specifically, Yad Har Ghul.
That would be my hell.
I don't know, there's those werewolf things.
Yeah, it's just Victor. Oh, it's just an infinite loop of Victor farming the fucking
lecture
hall. The lecture hall. Yeah.
Fuck. That's my nightmare. It's Victor farming.
That's my actual fucking nightmare.
Did you actually have nightmares about that week that Bloodborne came out?
Not yet, but you know,
no?
I'll give it some time.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll just show up. I'll have
it's
a lucid
not very
dream.
Traumatic yet. Yeah.
It's got to happen like again. It has to happen for like the second anniversary of Bloodborne.
Yeah, we'll just start farming. He's going to enter the VGA room. We're going to have like 3 setups of Bloodborne all farming the same dudes.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm sick that day. I have so many plans
to die. It's like a bit too much medicine. Maybe never wake up. That's for the gods to decide.
I guess that is all the questions we got. We didn't get any on Facebook. Those were all on Twitter.
Just a random question.
Yes.
Yeah, so we were talking about Avatar a lot. And so if you were a bender, what would your element be?
Water.
Earth.
I'm a big fan of druids. whatever. Yeah.
So Earth.
Either, I think Earth or air.
I'm 100% Earth. Like, yeah. All my ideals and my philosophies are Earth.
Water, I feel like a lot of my ideals and philosophies are air.
Yeah.
But as, like, myself and my attitudes towards life.
Yeah, you'd be a Earth. Fucking earthbender.
I don't know. I was going to say fire. You're pretty feisty.
I'm just fucking angry all the time.
That's fire.
But I feel
my outlook on life is just like, we can all relax.
Mm-hmm, yeah, everybody just chill. But like not like chill, just like chill, but also like be fucking hype as shit. It's like a hype chill. That's my whole life. Yeah. My whole life is hype chill.
I guess can I dual bend?
No.
No.
Then
I guess you could be the avatar.
I'd stay with air.
But think you're the fucking Korra. Avatar?
I'd be Korra.
Oh shit. Yeah. Actually. No, you actually are Korra, though.
Really?
Little bit.
Maybe.
Like,
I think
a little bit more than
Kiyoshi.
You think. Kiyoshi. No, I think you're pretty fucking Korra. Shit.
Really?
Yeah, the more I think about it, the more it's completely accurate.
Yay.
Because she would, like,
does that mean I'm
going to
have a hot girlfriend? In season 4?
Sorry. No, Dave is a Sami.
Oh, shit. He's been a Sami all
along. We just had to get him heels and an electric glove.
Fun story.
Oh my god, Dave in heels. How fucking tall would
like
that
seven
be?
Feet.
Yeah, yep.
Like literally 7 feet.
That's not fair. Heels are my
he
only way to
be taller.
He could
cosplay a Goliath.
We
should get him to dress up as Grog. I'm Grog.
I would like fun to story. My anniversary, my third anniversary with Dave is this week, and
has it been 3 years?
It's been 3 years. It's on Thursday.
I've known you guys for a long time.
Right?
I thought that shit was like 1 year ago.
No.
Y'all like, are ancient.
I'm still processing it myself. And yesterday, we went on a date to like, the anniversary date, because we're both working on Thursday, and we both got each other music boxes. Like, totally, like, separate of each other.
Sorry.
We had the same idea.
Music boxes for me are literally only horrifying. I haven't had a single pleasant experience with the music box. They're all fucking broken. Fucking Bloodborne.
No, it's just, I think it's wild that we had the same idea.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I'm still punching out the notes on mine.
Yeah.
It's handmade.
Yo, if I could, like, you could fucking, I never thought about that. I could literally get myself a music box and then put the fucking Bloodborne song on it.
Yeah. You could probably find one pre-made.
Yeah, probably.
Actually, Dave won't listen to this podcast. Merce. So if you guys want to die, I'm punching him Four River from To the Moon.
Never play that game.
It's
heard
so
it made
good.
A lot of people cry.
Cute.
Oh, I need to play that.
Yeah.
My friends are like, you'll cry.
Yeah. Let me
and I'm
find
like,
it.
Probably.
Bum, 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 bum.
I also stand by the fact that music boxes are frightening.
Yeah, that's fucking. Yeah, me and Adam just had icons saying, like, music boxes. Okay.
I think they're cute because, like, my first experience was To the Moon.
Yeah.
So here's what I am punching.
Wow.
If you punch it, it'll break.
It's like so good.
Do not hit that music box. He
hey,
probably paid a lot of money.
Give me a music box.
Yeah.
I think it's not playing because Audacity's recording.
Just like. Speaking of Splice, I really like the Monty Python thing last week.
Oh, really?
I did not see it coming at all, and it works so well.
We got editing now?
Yeah,
we got editing.
No, because last week we made a joke about Monty Python,
and then
Sydney
left,
she
did the
galloping sound as she was leaving.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm stepping up my editing game quite a bit.
Blessed.
Bless up.
Bless up.
So I guess we'll see you guys next week. We will have a 0.5 this week because I want to run Shadowrun. Like right now, we got an hour and a half. Let's do it. We'll see you guys in the 0.5, which will come out Thursday. Bye.
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 The boulder is conflicted.